This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As Ramadan began on Monday, countries including the U.S. and Egypt stepped up airdrops of aid amid hunger in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said international humanitarian law lay in tatters.
Honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid at the speed and massive scale required. At the same time, and in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, I call for the immediate release of all hostages.
Guterres warned Israel's threatened assault on Rafah could plunge the people of Gaza into, quote, an even deeper circle of hell.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel said on Monday an airstrike in Gaza over the weekend targeted a senior Hamas militant, but it was unclear whether he was killed. The strike occurred between Saturday and Sunday in an underground compound in central Gaza near a refugee camp, military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told a press briefing. Hagari said the compound was used by senior members of the organization, including the planners of the massacre on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Jamaica on Monday to attend a Caribbean Community or CARICOM meeting on Haiti, where a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis in the Caribbean nation has unfolded, the State Department said. Blinken departed from Washington on Monday morning on a trip organized the last minute as spiraling gang violence threatens to bring down Haiti's government.